What's up, y'all? Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. A little emotional Maggie Dawn Show today here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're all invited to join me, to join we, to join us, because we fight until we free us, every single last one of us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to join us? And folks, I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the texts. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you. Angie in Monroe, Jane, all you wonderful folks, Cam and Appleton. Let's see, Steve in Milwaukee chiming in. Some of you telling me some stuff that's making me chuckle, which I very much appreciate today. And also some really interesting questions being raised about potentially using Biden using the powers of the presidency now to try to put in place some limitations on what Trump might do. Listen, if I'm Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that's a meeting I'm having immediately, like as soon as she's done with her 3 o'clock speech today, which we will be carrying here live on the Civic Media Radio Network. So if you want to hear the vice president's concession speech, again, we're going to have that as soon as she begins, somewhere at around the top of the hour. So keep it locked. Charles from Milwaukee, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What would you like to share this afternoon, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Maggie. I just wanted to respond to the conservative caller, Andy. For conservatives like him and the others that are talking about closing the border, let's say Donald Trump does deport all of the immigrants that he's claiming he's going to do. Who do the people in America think are going to do the jobs that the immigrants were doing for little of no money?
It's a damn good question, Charles, because I have no freaking idea. And I don't think they do, too. I think it was sort of, well, let's see if we can do this and then we'll figure out the rest. And as Elon Musk has promised to every middle class family here in the United States, things are going to get real bad. It's going to be economic pain and hardship. With maybe us coming out of it, I certainly hope that does not happen. As a practical point, I don't even know how are they going to shut the border? I mean, I just don't get how that happens.
Well, if I can make one more point,
go ahead.
The economy. We have the best economy in the world. Our only issue is we have greedy people that can't seem to make enough profit. And they want to keep the prices high at the grocery store. I'm a property owner, and there was nothing about COVID that affected me that I needed to say, you know what, Charles, you need to raise the rent on your properties to the most that you can get. That's just being greedy. There was no need for it, but I guess if you could take advantage of people, that's what people are doing. And people don't seem to understand it. They want to blame someone instead of looking at where the blame should actually go.
Charles, man, you are in my head today. I really appreciate your calls. I always enjoy speaking with you, sir. I read this. It was an interesting post today on LinkedIn from a guy by the name of Farzan Farzad. He said, when you live in a highly individualistic country like the United States, where each of us are told we are in fierce competition and for all intents and purposes are in fierce competition for a pool of resources that are artificially kept scarce, you develop a near paranoia of being cheated out of the future you deserve. In this environment, you develop a heightened sense of justice towards the slights against you, slights that are amplified by the lack of social safety nets, slights that wouldn't hurt as badly if you lived in a more socially caring environment. But that sense of justice isn't really justice. It's revenge masquerading as justice. Revenge often pointed at the wrong groups and at the wrong people and at the wrong grievances. And this is deeply embedded in American culture. In fact, it's so deeply embedded that I've seen this play out multiple times, even in advocacy circles, where people have been willing to completely sabotage collective power within a movement for justice just to get back at folks that they have grievances with, jeopardizing the entire justice movement itself. It has helped me to understand the most unfathomable and counterintuitive aspects of American culture by viewing it through the lens of a punitive society consumed by fantasies of revenge over artificially scarce resources. That kind of describes a wee bit of the vision or the framework that Donald Trump presented to people. And I think one of the reasons that he won is that that is true. They're not wrong when they pit us against each other for an artificially scarce amount of resources. We got to start talking about why and who is keeping those resources that each and every one of us needs to fully participate in our politics, in our economy, and in our communities. Who and why are they keeping those resources so artificially scarce? They have pit us against one another, middle class neighbor against working neighbor. These are artificial distinctions and groupings made to distract us from the ones that are actually holding the strings and reins of power and control and money in this country. This is the fight. We're going to take more of your calls. I'm going to go back to the text lines when we come back. Got to take care of some business. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've had a whole bunch of things to share with you today. We're going to continue to do that. But I wanted to give everybody this. If you are having thoughts of self-harm or know someone who may be vulnerable, 988 Lifeline. You can call, text, or chat. Thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for getting this established nationwide. 988 Lifeline. Call, text, or chat if you are having thoughts of self-harm. And just stay with us here. We're going to do this together because it is always better when we stand together. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.